Welcome to Looking Back at Gawler's History Through the Pages of the Bunyip for Wednesday the 18th of June. I'm down here in the Gawler Culture and Heritage Centre, underneath the Gawler Civic Centre, with Kay. Hi, Kay.
Hello, Jeanette. We're here.
We are indeed.
So it's nearly the shortest day. So this time,
yes.
next week's Bunyip won't be lengthening much, but we'll be heading towards spring.
Yes, we will already.
Galloping towards spring,
yes.
I would say.
So I'll kick off with 150 years ago, Barossa election. There's been a lot about the Barossa election. It's an ongoing saga.
It is.
The official declaration of the result of the polling for a representative in place of Mr. Sudholz took place at Tanunda on Saturday last. Prior to the declaration, the friends and supporters of Mr. John Dunn Jr., the newly elected member, sat down to an excellent luncheon provided by Mr. Ochimeyer at the Tanunda Hotel. The health of Mr. Dunn, the new member, was proposed by Mr. A. Ritt, who alluded to the appropriateness of such a toast, coming almost immediately after such a narrow escape as Mr. Dunn had experienced on his road to Tanunda. So, similarly, it was a road accident on the road.
Oh, really? Oh, wow.
Well, they were pretty common, given the state of the roads at the time, and horses.
150 years, yes, yeah, horses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They would have just been dirt too, not even gravels.
Yeah.
Graveled.
Yeah.
They were doing a bit
muddy.
Later.
Yeah.
Mm. But I did look up Mr. Dunn. He was the son of John Dunn, who was a parliamentarian in South Australia and a famous miller, pretty much established the milling industry.
Oh, okay.
And had a mill up at Mount Barker.
Okay.
And a member on Kapuringa.
Yeah, in the family.
And he, I think the church, there's a park named after him in Mount Barker.
So yeah, maybe, yeah.
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 He was very well known. And this particular John Dunn Jr., he was only member for a couple of years, but he was a miller at Port Adelaide.
Ah.
So I think the electorate covered a huge area.
Wow, yeah.
So
that was Barossa.
Yes, yeah, and he was running for Barossa, so.
Oh, wow.
But he was actually based in Port Adelaide. And his son was the architect who designed the Adelaide Stock Exchange.
Oh, that's one of my favourite buildings.
Mm.
I do love that. And it's all hemmed in by these
high
rises. And
it?
It's just this beautiful little brick building modestly sitting there and occupying some very valuable real estate. And I hope it never, ever gets bulldozed. 100 years ago, district council nomination. God grief. Saturday last was nomination day in connection with vacancies occurring in district councils throughout the state. Within the Barossa electoral district, very little interest was shown by ratepayers, and in the majority of instances, those ratepayers who had previously accepted local government duties were returned unopposed. Yes, that'd be right. Yes, it's not that many years since we used to have uncontested elections, and it still does happen from time to time. Bit of a worry because people complain so much about their rates and yet no one stands.
Yeah.
You know.
Aren't they? Yeah. And very few people actually vote. 50 years ago, rescued by rain. Heavy July rains have saved many Lower North farmers from a disastrous season. Cereal growers are now looking to last spring rains to ensure reasonable crops. The rain this month has been vital for farmers who are facing a critical situation last month. Mr. H.G. Noose, officer in charge of the Turretfield Research Centre, Rosedale, said this week, "It is too late to hope for an average season, but with a late finish, returns should be reasonable," he said. The rain will also boost pastures, which were also suffering from the dry spell. More than 40 millimetres of rain has fallen in the district in the past week. And, of course, that is directly over the page from "Toughest I've Ever Seen, a Farmer Calls for Action Amid Worst Drought in Decades." So there's a bit of history repeating.
Yes, it's a terrible drought and it's still shocking up the north. We've had a bit of rain, not quite enough to sow, but people are sowing anyway.
Well, we've got more coming this week, so fingers crossed.
Yes. 25 years ago, Virginia's Bounty Best of All. As one of the most productive horticultural regions in South Australia, Virginia harvests $80 million annually. But the township reaped its biggest award of all on Australia Day, the nation's prestigious Community of the Year Award. It was an excellent surprise. It was wonderful, said Playford Mayor Marilyn Baker. It shows that a small population can say no to the big banks and galvanise the opportunities that are there to be taken. The Virginia people had the willpower, get up and go, determination and community spirit to make sure that their community wasn't going to be disadvantaged by the loss of a key service from the area. Yes, they've got the Virginia Bendigo Bank branch in there, which Mark and my husband and I were one of the first account holders, and right, I've still got my account there. Yeah. And
so, 10 years ago, council rate rise reduced. Gawler Council is on track to passing a 3% rate rise later this month. It was among a number of variations to the draft 2015-16 budget, endorsed by elected members at a special meeting last week. The measure would result in a lower surplus of $912,000 for 2015-16, down from the originally estimated $1.023 million. Council originally planned a 4% rate rise, however decided on a reduction due to Council's forecasted improved financial performance in 2014-15. The $174,600 reduction is equivalent to 1% of rates.
And that's it.
That is it. We are done for this week.
Done for this week.
Yes.
Oh, it's an interesting one, mostly about council and elections.
Yes.
And droughts. And, you know, yeah. And that's the stuff that drives us, isn't it?
It is.
Droughts,
yes.
And rates and,
yes,
elections and
or droughts weather. Are an ever-going issue.
Yeah.
Especially in a rural community,
yeah.
Where you're on,
yeah,
the front line looking,
yeah,
at that.
Which Gawler was up until, what, 30 years ago?
But we still are, really. I mean, you don't have to go far when you're still in the country.
Yeah, and, well, that's true.
Yeah, we, yeah, still are a rural centre,
yeah,
for the region.
Yeah.
Regional,
yeah,
centre. So. Okay, until next week.
Until next week, Jeanette.
And hopefully we'll get more rain.
For old life's sign.